The Padres looking to hand the Cardinals their third straight loss. Welcome to the Unhervis Solarte Show. Pick it up scoreless in the third. Bases loaded. Solarte facing Lance Lynn.
There's a runner at second. Pitch on the way. There's a line drive into right center field. That's going to get down. That may clear the bases. One run will score. Here comes a second. And a third is around third. There will be no play at the plate. So a one-out double from Solarte has cleared the bases, and the San Diego Padres now have a 3-0 lead.
The pitch by Lynn outside, and a line shot into right center is going to give San Diego the lead. It's going to be a double, an RBI double. As Solarte unties it, it's now a 4-3.
Duke's next delivery. There's a ground ball up the middle for a base hit. 1-1 will score. Here comes another runner around third. He's going to score easily, and the Padres have tacked on two more. They now lead 7-4. Infield in for the play at the plate once again. Another pitch on the way. There's a high fly ball to left field. This one's going back at the track. This one's gone. Another home run for the San Diego Padres, and all of a sudden, it's 10-4 San Diego, courtesy of a three-run homer from Austin Hedges. In a tough spot here. Another pitch from Lucas. There's a high fly ball to right field. This one is long gone. And Solarte just can't get enough of Cardinal pitching tonight. He launched one over the Mercy Health Center side, over the bullpen, about six rows back.
The Padres hand the Cardinals their third straight loss, taking it 12-4. The Pods had scored just 9 total runs over their previous 5 games. Yonervis Solarte finishes with 3 hits and a career-high 6 RBIs. Manuel Margot, 2 hits and 3 runs scored. The San Diego bullpen goes 3 1/3 scoreless frames. The Cardinals dropped their third in a row. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after.
Yeah, I think Lance, you know, I found a way to kind of get through and give us a chance. Thought he had pretty good stuff. They just fought into some deep counts and had times trouble putting guys away, and just kind of caught up with him as a lot of pitches to throw, but did a nice job of limiting the damage. And, you know, obviously that seventh inning hurt. You give up 6 runs in an inning, things typically aren't going to end well. Yeah, possibly. I mean, yeah, he's worked a lot. Gave him, not just yesterday, that's his third. We gave him 3 on purpose, trying to give him some extra rest. And, you know, he's been very good all season. You know, we're going to need different guys to jump into different spots. You know, ideally, we do like him as a guy that can come in and get us out of an inning. We were a couple pitchers short today, too, even with the off day. But, you know, that's a spot that I know he can get the outs. But you know, just trying to get him into a good place again. We didn't have Tui since he threw so many pitches, and we didn't have Cecil today.
How would you characterize where you are with the bullpen, and maybe the challenge right now finding guys?
Just opportunities, you know, throw them in spots that they may not have had previously, and somebody's got to take advantage of it and jump on it. And no defined roles at this particular point. Guys are going to have to just kind of pitch their way through and get outs. And it's just going to be that way until it's very clear what we need to do.
The bullpen found traction with Trevor kind of solidified that spot, having him removed from the situation for an unknown amount of time at this point. How has that complicated matters after they were in the right direction?
Well, anytime you have a guy throwing the ball as well as Trevor was, it certainly helps you kind of work backwards from there. And he made it very easy to give him the ball in that last inning, and the way he was throwing, that's as good as we've seen him. And so we can just kind of mix and match what fits best at that point. Now we're going to have to kind of do the same thing all the way through the end of the game. Yeah, he looks right. I mean, it's the first time this season I've really seen the ball jump for him in that direction, and it really jumped. And I know he was working on that when he went to Memphis, came back with a game plan. Even in his batting practice, the ball's just jumping for him a little bit more. And you know, happy to see that he, like a few of the other guys that we've kind of put that assignment to, go down, get it fixed, get better, and come back. He did a great job of not falling into a trap of feeling sorry for himself or taking it as a slam. It was an opportunity to go get better, and that's exactly what he did.
How often have you seen it where a guy's down 0-2, tips the ball, barely to stay alive, and he gets hit?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame because Duke just about had a big strike out there after a big ground out with Solarte. That would have been a great opportunity for us to figure out how to get through that inning. But just I thought they did a good job of putting pressure on our pitching staff all day. I mean, they're fouling off pitches all night long. We had one strikeout. It's probably a 12 pitch at bat early in the game with us. Wahey, and they put together good at bats. Yeah, I mean, barely clipped him, and he's going to have to pitch inside, and he always does. And yeah, that one, especially when you have a left hander in the box, probably just started a little too far in.
It's hard to see. Jed says that he feels better. I'm starting to see him play like that. See that in his play.
Yeah, I think you're seeing him with a stronger backside, and. Gave him a couple days, and I know he was getting some work in the training room, and you could see his body responded well. He looked like he had some strength, and the ball's starting to jump for him a little bit. But that's kind of always that catch 22 when you're banged up and you try to keep playing and you start to compromise. But he's getting into a better place now.
Will you have to get some bullpen help tomorrow night, or what you have?
It's possible, yeah. All right. Just opportunities, throw them in spots that they may not have had previously. And somebody's got to take advantage of it and jump on it. And no defined roles at this particular point. Guys are going to have to just kind of pitch their way through and get outs. And it's just going to be that way until it's very clear what we need to do.
The bullpen found traction when Trevor kind of solidified that spot, having him removed from the situation for an unknown amount of time at this point, how has that complicated matters after they were moving in the right direction there?
Well, anytime you have a guy throwing the ball as well as Trevor was, it certainly helps you kind of work backwards from there. And he made it very easy to give him the ball in that last inning, and the way he was throwing, that's as good as we've seen him. And so we can just kind of mix and match what fits best at that point. Now we're going to have to kind of do the same thing all the way through the end of the game.
Whether it's confidence or a swing, does Piscotty look a little bit different now than he did when he left?
Yeah, Steven looks right. I mean, it's the first time this season I've really seen the ball jump for him in that direction, and it really jumped. And I know he was working on that when he went to Memphis, came back with a game plan. Even in his batting practice, the ball's just jumping for him a little bit more. Happy to see that he, like a few of the other guys that we've kind of put that assignment to, go down, get a fix, get better, and come back. He did a great job of not falling into a trap of feeling sorry for himself or taking it as a slam. It was an opportunity to go get better, and that's exactly what he did.
How often have you seen it where a guy's down 0-2, tips the ball barely to stay alive, and then he gets a hit, and the whole inning goes to...
Yeah, it's a shame, because Duke just about had a big strike out there after a big ground out with Solarte. That would have been a great opportunity for us to figure out how to get through that inning. But just, I thought they did a good job of putting pressure on our pitching staff all day. I mean, they're fouling off pitches all night long. We had one strikeout. It's probably a 12 pitch at bat early in the game with us Wahey, and they put together good at bats.
Was Lance's ball just running too much that one inning when he nicked those two guys?
Yeah, I mean, barely clipped him, and he's going to have to pitch inside, and he always does. And yeah, that one, especially when you have a left hander in the box, probably just started a little too far in.
I'm starting to see Jed. He says that knee feels better. You're kind of starting to see him play like that, see that in his play.
Yeah, I think you're seeing him with a stronger backside. And gave him a couple days, and I know he was getting some work in the training room, and you could see his body responded well. He looked like he had some strength, and the ball started to jump for him a little bit. But that's kind of always that catch 22 when you're banged up and you try to keep playing and you start to compromise. But he's getting into a better place now.
The series against the Padres continues on Wednesday. Luke Weaver on the hill.